From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The Jefferson City Memorial Airport has a new upgrade after being shut down for nearly 2 weeks for construction. The airport reopened yesterday as part of a $7 million renovation project for the runways. City Council approved the renovation unanimously last October. The main runway was closed for 3 months last spring for renovations as part of the project. The renovations this month closed both runways as repairs to the intersection were made between the two. Jefferson City Operations Division Manager Britt Smith says keeping the airport up to date is important.
The airport does provide about a $22 million worth of economic impact to our region, so trying to keep that in as good a shape as possible is vital to not only the economy of Jefferson City, but to the rest of the region as well.
The project is still ongoing with other stages of the renovation not completed yet. Smith expects the whole project to be completed by the end of the year. A national audit and tax advisory firm is expanding in St. Louis, creating more jobs and seeking incentives of more than $7 million. Governor Jay Nixon announced today that KPMG LLP is creating 175 new information technology jobs over the next 3 years. This would bring the total to 445 jobs at the nationwide firm's St. Louis location, which opened in 1911, according to Nixon's statement. Department of Economic Development spokesperson Amy Susan said KPMG could receive $7.4 million in incentives intended to help with the expansion. To receive that money, the business must meet certain job creation criteria. A plan to build at least 18 new bus shelters in Columbia is moving forward after last night's city council meeting. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien has more.
The council voted unanimously to approve the project after a public hearing with 10 speakers, almost all in support of the plan. The city will use almost $570,000 in funds from federal and local grants to build the shelters. Drew Brooks, the multimodal manager for Public Works, told the council that each shelter should cost around $11,000, but that they are allocating more money initially.
We're estimating about $20,000 per location. We think that's probably very high, but in some locations we're going to be adding sidewalk and some other features to allow for better access to those locations. So
the remaining money will go towards building additional shelters, and Mayor Bob McDavid encouraged residents to watch the spending on the project.
Don't let us at the city spend unwisely, because when the money's gone, we're done. So I hope that 10 years from now, there's 50 shelters out there, because by today's math, there's enough money for that.
Brooks says they've been negotiating with several property owners who own land on or near the new shelters to satisfy needs on both sides. The council also received an extensive report on the implementation of recommendations from last year's Task Force on Community Violence. Additionally, the council was informed that at the next meeting, council members can either vote on an ordinance to ban roll carts or let the initiative go as is to voters on March 15, 2016. Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.
A 62-year-old man who was recently freed from a Missouri prison serving a life sentence on a marijuana-related charge wants supporters to help change marijuana laws. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Jeff Mazansky spoke at a chapter meeting of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws yesterday to push the issue of reform. He also said Missourians should urge lawmakers to change the criminal justice system and limit the number of nonviolent people in prison. Mazansky was released last month after spending about two decades in prison. He was sentenced to life in 1994, but Governor Nixon changed Mazansky's sentence to life with the possibility of parole in May. MU's Veterinary Medical Teaching Hospital renewed an agreement with the City of Columbia last night to provide 24-hour emergency services for animals that Animal Control brings in. The agreement contains 10 points, including what services the hospital will provide and how much funding the hospital will receive from the city. Teaching professional Dr. Marie Curl says this agreement is especially helpful for owners of pets that have gone missing and been injured.
The strong benefit of this is that it helps to clarify for the veterinarians and for the animal control officers what kinds of things can be done for those pets and allow people a chance to be able to find their lost pet that may have been presented to us for care.
This agreement first came about in 2012, and City Council has renewed it every year. The current agreement will end next September. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.